The Committee for Social Development are at NICFA today, where they have just co-hosted a special evidence-gathering event with the community and voluntary sector. I'm with the committee chairperson, Simon Hamilton, to gauge his thoughts on today's events. Simon, why is the committee hosting this event today?
The committee thought that it was important in the light of various cutbacks to our budget, to big issues like welfare reform going around, that it was important for the committee to hear as much feedback as possible from what is a very important sector. And the community and voluntary sector is a huge sector within Northern Ireland, delivering a lot of very high quality public services right across the country. And a lot of these cutbacks, a lot of the impact of welfare reform will be felt most acutely by the community and voluntary sector and the people to whom they are delivering services. So before any decisions are taken on the budget and the committee scrutinises any cutbacks that the Minister proposes, we thought it was important to come out here, interface directly with the sector, get that feedback and then use that positively in the process as we move forward.
Okay. What important messages has the committee actually heard today?
Well, I think what's stuck out in my mind most today is the fear and concern that there is, understandably so, from right across the sector, that they are worried about the impact that these cutbacks and welfare reform will have, not necessarily on their organisations, but on the very vulnerable people who they serve. I'm pleased to have heard some positive feedback about a willingness within the sector to collaborate, to work together more, to try to maximise the impact that the budget that they receive has on helping and protecting vulnerable people. So even in what is a very, very difficult time, there is some positive feedback as well.
You've gathered a lot of information today. What will the committee actually do with that information in the long run?
Well, once we gather all of the information together, we look at the themes that people are bringing forward and indeed some solutions that people are suggesting to some of the problems that we face. The committee will hold that. We'll wait for the budget whenever it's decided, and particularly the DSD minister and his proposals to make reductions within his department, and use the information, use the feedback that we've got today to see and to ensure that any cutbacks that the DSD minister brings forward don't impact on vulnerable people and don't disproportionately impact upon the community and voluntary sector.
Okay, Mr. Hamilton, thank you very much.